The second annual Cattlemen's Congress happening in Oklahoma City here in early January 2022. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt coming by the state fairgrounds Tuesday afternoon, visiting with exhibitors. We had the chance to talk with him as well about this new tradition for Oklahoma and Oklahoma's beef cattle industry. Governor, a year ago, you had the opportunity to be a real champion for bringing this particular show to Oklahoma, basically when the National Western had to shut down because of the pandemic. Year two looking really good.
It's looking fantastic. It's just amazing what opportunity that brought our state from, hopefully for the next 100 years here in Oklahoma. So Cattlemen's Congress, so happy that we could open up. Ag people are the best people in the whole world. We know that in Oklahoma. Just so excited to have the show here. And I've heard there's 9,200 entries versus the National in Denver is only 2,000. So I think we're going to continue to build with that momentum. So that's always good when you can win, too.
I know the anecdotal things we're hearing from cattle producers, the seed stock producers that are coming to Oklahoma City, they like to spend their money where they're appreciated.
Absolutely. I mean, well, our way of life, I'm going to continue to protect our ag way of life. And I don't think there's ever been a bigger difference between a red state and a blue state right now. The freedoms that we enjoy here in Oklahoma, I'm going to continue to protect our way of life, this industry, this agriculture industry. And we'll fight back about anybody that's trying to attack it. And any trying to stamp it out or change our way of life in Oklahoma. So I think that's super important and couldn't be more thrilled that they're here, they're successful. I heard from so many people that showed last year and they just said, hey, Governor, having this show saved our ranch, saved our season because we're able to display and then people come to our farms and our sales and they get a chance to see all our stock. So just so excited about that.
Millions of dollars of genetics being sold at this show last year and likely this year as well, plus lots of economic impact.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember last year it was 17 days of hotels, restaurants filled when we needed it. It's going to be the same thing this year. Oklahoma, we have third lowest unemployment in the entire country. We have a huge budget surplus this year, and it's all because of the decisions that we made over the last 20 months, keeping our state open. And now people are realizing, you know, they don't want to live under a dictatorship and a do as I say, not as I do mentality that's happening in so many of these other states out there. And I believe and trust Oklahomans. They're going to make the right decisions. We believe in personal responsibility. We believe in freedoms. We're going to continue to protect those choices and that way of life.
This Congress is all about a great steak. These seed stock producers are the ones that are producing the cattle that give you that great steak. I know you enjoy one.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you what, my favorite day of governor was being able to grill out steaks underneath that PETA sign when they tried to attack us and we're trying to calling me Governor Meathead Stitt, go vegan for life. And we just put it right back on them and we did it in good fun. And I had a great time grilling out steaks underneath that PETA sign. But, you know, here's the moral to that story. When people ask me, hey, what would you say if somebody wants to be a vegan? I said, be a vegan if you want to be a vegan. Eat steak if you want to eat steak. We believe in freedoms in Oklahoma. And I think that's the biggest point is people trying to live their life however they want to live it. But I'm going to choose personal responsibility. I'm going to choose Oklahomans. I think they know exactly what they need for their families. And I'll continue to stand for that in our great state.
Thanks for being here at the Congress.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And so happy that all the folks came from all over the country to show here. And we welcome them back every single year.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt at the second annual Cattlemen's Congress underway at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds through the 16th of January. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.